Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, and yes, we are wild today. First thing I want to do is give a shout out to a friend of mine who's having a birthday today, James Van Praagh, psychic medium, also the author of Growing Up in Heaven and many, many books like Reaching to Heaven and Talking to Heaven. You have a great birthday. I've got Kelly C on with me today, and tell me why you are wild about organic gold.
Because it's awesome. And it does marvelous and wonderfully wild things to the body. Gives you a really awesome energy, and it helps an awful lot of things that might potentially go wrong in your body to not go wrong. It's like it definitely does a health and healing modality. It oxygenates your blood, it detoxifies blood, and it restores your pH balance. It does a lot more if you Google that Ganoderma and find out what it does for you. It's amazing.
And I just put Kelly's information into the chat room. If you're interested in ordering some of this, getting into this wonderful coffee, tea, cocoa that they have, you can reach her at 719-289-4907. And if you do not get a message returned, if you leave a message within 24 hours, email her at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. She also does Reiki treatments and birth card readings. And Kelly, are you got your birth card ready to go today?
I do indeedy. Oh, and I do have a small correction on that one. The one that my first one that I started with birth cards started getting overrun with advertisement stuff. So what I did was I actually started a separate account for the coffee. The coffee is now at kcogcoffee@gmail.com. So it's like, if you want to do the coffee part with me, get me at that one, and I'm typing that into the chat there right now. That'll make my life simpler.
Oh, great. Well, should we get to the callers here? We've got quite
yes,
a few in the queue.
All right.
We're going to start with area code 727, and the first prefix number is 4. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You're
what can we do for you?
Can I ask any questions?
Sure.
Okay. Question is I'm going to be moving my daycare to a different facility, and will all of my kids go with me, all the parents, will they stay continued?
This is farther away than you are right now, isn't it? I mean, quite a bit.
Pardon?
In location, this is a lot.
No, it's right
out
across
of your
the street.
I'm actually seeing that you have a lot of very faithful clients, and I think they're willing to go a little extra distance because they really like what you do.
Okay, so then I don't
need
to worry.
Really, you're good at communicating with the parents, and you're great with the kids, and I think, too, that the facility you're moving to is actually going to be better. You know, it's going to be, you'll be able to take on more clients.
Okay.
That was my question. Is it a bigger space and place, like square footage-wise, you have more space?
No, it's about the same.
About the same, okay.
But they did up our licensing. You know, I can have 6 kids now instead of 5.
Oh, there you go. You'll pull one in.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
And call back and let us know how that move goes.
Well, we're going to move right along here to area code 805. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I haven't been with anybody, man, like 6 years. I was in a relationship that ended. I'm 58. I wanted to know if I was not going to be alone my whole life. I don't have kids, so I'd kind of like to have a companion, someone to travel with and do fun things with.
Okay. Can I ask what your birthday is? I want to talk about your birthday on that one.
April
22nd, 1954. Okay, let me do a little bit of look up on that. And Linda, I'll let you pick up on
okay.
a vibe. I'll look this up here.
You know, it's time. It is time.
It is.
It is so time. And I think with not having all the relationships in the interim, it will allow you to find someone that you truly want without carrying that extra baggage with you.
Yeah.
And what this is going to be, I think you're going to meet somebody in a social setting. You're either going to meet them online or you're going to meet them in a physical place where you're actually meeting people.
Oh, yeah. I join these meetup groups where you socialize with people in your town.
Right. And I think you're going to find someone that's either in your age area or maybe just a tiny bit older.
Oh, okay.
And you really do want that because you'll have a lot in common. You'll have a lot of stuff you can share, you know, that you remember from the good old days that you both enjoyed, like television shows and movies, you know. When things are really
well. Yeah, I like to be pretty active, but I like to go with somebody, you know, and do things. And
yes, and you're definitely going to find someone like that at these social places.
Oh, good. Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Let's see what your birth cards have to say.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. First of all, you are a queen of clubs, which is really awesome. It's called a mother of intuition. All the queens are kind of service-oriented, receptive in nature.
Yeah.
That mental nature of the clubs inclines you to deal, in your work life, you know, in publishing trade, administrative work, or even among the more aware ones, you've got a really good intuitive ability, and you get a good sense of people, okay?
Uh-huh.
Being that queen, you're always aware of your place in the royal court, and you kind of resisted anybody trying to mold you in any certain way.
Yeah.
You have a displacement card, which is a 3 of hearts, as well as a 5 of clubs in Venus, that sometimes uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship kind of makes it, you know, has made it hard for you to kind of find lasting happiness in that area, you know, so this is, you know, you're kind of branching out and looking at. But your mental gifts are really abundant, and whether you realize it or not, you're always kind of receiving knowledge from that natural intuitive gift you have, and it's like, yeah, you are aware of that. Okay, with relationship stuff, one of the things that's really coming into focus here for you this year, in that 58th year, your focus is, your long-range card is the 3 of hearts. And what the 3s talk to us about is about indecision, or in the heart's manner, it's called, you'll have like multiple, you know, I mean, I hate to say like multiple relationships, but it's more like you're going to meet multiple people. You're going to have more than one choice. It's like, you know, you're going to go kind of from what's been on a diet, if you will, and it's like now all of a sudden you're going to go, and with all these clubs and stuff that you're talking about, you're going to have a smorgasbord. You're going to have more than one person kind of to choose from. And what it talks about is you've got the strong desire to learn about love and intimate relationships and friendships, and kind of through experimentation. It's kind of like think back to high school, it's like, you know, or in those early college years and stuff. It's like you might be playing the field a lot. You might be dating a lot. You're mindfully involved with your heart matters. You might expect many changes in the romantic area, and that's going to be the cause of many different experiences in love and friendships. If you're in that position where you're wanting a new relationship, it's going to be a year filled with variety. It means you're likely to have more than one person, you know, to love at different times of the year. It often comes up in people's spreads when you're just getting back into relationships after a time with being out one, which is exactly where you're at. You often kind of need a year or so to get familiar with who's available and discover, you know, who they are and what you're really looking for. There's going to be some times of, like, confusion and indecision, but that's just kind of the process you're going to go through just to get enough information to make an informed decision about who, you know, you might want that life, the rest of your life companion to be. So, it's looking really positive. It's kind of like, you know, you're going to have a lot of good choices out there. So it's like, look forward to it, go out, and, you know, like I say, join those social clubs, go have fun, and you're going to meet a lot of people. You really are.
Oh, good. Well, what a nice reading. Thank you. You made my day.
All righty.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. And they'll say, also, just remember that proactive thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie called The Secret. Okay, cool. Remember the girl playing the volleyball on the sand? You know, she was kind of sitting there by herself, and all of a sudden the volleyball, you know, landed in her lap, and they said, oh, yeah, come on, play with us. And then she was kind of undecided. She got up and played with him. And then they were getting ready to leave, and she wasn't sure where to leave with him. And it's like, you know, come on. It's like, so, you know, when you're invited along, it's like, get those feet in motion and go with. It's like, you know, don't stop when the going is good. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. That makes sense?
That makes sense.
All righty. Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Call us back and let us know how it goes. It's like, you know, we like to kind of keep tabs on people and go, you know, how did that turn out? It's like, you know, how are things going with you? So call back in and
I most definitely will.
When you're going, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to take a minute to let people know that Jethro Smith, our mentor, is going to be doing some book signings. So hopefully if you're in the area. The following three locations are all at Hastings Books, and he'll be doing those from 1 to 5. The first one is August 25th in Laramie, Wyoming at 654 North 3rd Street. Then August 28th at Comanche Plaza Shopping Center, 1701 North 14th in Dodge City, Kansas. September 1st. At the Northgate Shopping Center, 231 Northgate Drive, Suite 500 in McMinnville, Tennessee. All of those will be Hastings Books from 1 to 5. Then on September 22nd, he will be signing at the Inner Peace Bookstore at 425 West Jefferson Street in Brooksville, Florida. So if you are in the area, make sure you stop by and say hi and buy a book and get a book signed from him. And we're going to move on now to, let's see here, our next one is area code 609. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I just really would like to know if there's any messages for me from Spirit.
Well, did you want to give your birth date? So, while I'm tuning into that, Kelly.
I'll take a look at other stuff, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Did you want to give your birth date to Kelly so she can calculate your cards?
Sure. It's 7/26/52.
7/26/52?
Yes.
All righty.
I'm getting a feeling that you're a very fiery personality. Very, very take charge, very, you know. You make a good leader, what they're showing me. Any projects that anybody's planning, I really feel like you should step up and offer your skills as a leader, whether it's social projects or work-type projects.
true.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, it does.
Yeah, don't be timid. Don't be shy. I'm seeing that you have a tendency to kind of step back and want to let other people do, but, you know, you're the right one for the job. You really are.
Okay. Okay.
And Kelly, what have you got for her birth card?
This is, I know where you got the fiery. It's like she's Leo. And what she is a two of clubs, which always does really well working in partnership with people. And it's like because the Leos have no separate planetary ruling cards, what I'm about to say here is it will apply like double. It's like a double or triple strength. It's like in a mathematical equation, you know, you kind of like double this. The two of clubs is called the conversation card. There's a wide variety of personalities, you know, ranging from some people are really fearful of everything, you know, being alone, do everything in their power to be surrounded by people, or on the flip side, there's somebody who's really out there. So I think our caller is kind of like maybe a little bit balanced in the middle. I don't perceive that she's hiding under a rock, and I don't perceive that, you know, she's really out there, but she's really got the potential to be there. You're really endowed with a lot of natural abilities and gifts. You can really be exceptional in business and with people, and you prefer to work in partnership rather than alone. You've got one of the more of the four fortunate life paths. There's a lot of protection surrounding this card. You've got a lot to be grateful for, and if you recognize the abundance in your life, you're really going to help dispel this underlying fear that, you know, can do a lot of damage. It's like, you know, don't let fear drive you. Two Clubs love to talk and share ideas. You've got an incredible mind that can really make fine distinctions. You're witty, you're charming, and unless you're caught up in fear, which, you know, can make you kind of cranky and argumentative, you know, when you're really on that high side of the card, it's like you just shine. You really do. Much of life is kind of faded. Part of your challenge is to simply accept things as they are, especially yourself and with your closest relationships. In relationships, you're, you know, some of the most physically beautiful, attractive, intelligent people are these two of clubs. So like, I bet when you look in the mirror, it's like you see a pretty good-looking face there. You really could almost have anybody that you want, you know, kind of pick and choose. And in some cases, it's kind of a mystery why you end up with the people that you do, okay? That's more of a trait for the female two of clubs than the male. Your love relationship is more a reflection of your state of inner wellness and self-love than any other factor. It's like if you have not dealt with this inherent fear and confronted it and kind of got over it, you often kind of settle for anyone, just avoid being alone. So, you know, don't do that to yourself. It's like, you know, work on that high side and look in the mirror and, you know, realize that you're an amazing person. And it's like, and you deserve an amazing partner, okay?
Right.
That makes any sense, okay?
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting there. Let's see. I was going to try to do the math here real quick and go, let's see, 52, let's see, 58, 59. So this is your, let's see, yeah, you've turned 60 for this year. Is that right?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay. All right. And see, you sound really young. So it's like, and that's not uncommon because the clubs are some of the what they call younger people on the deck, if you will.
Most people don't be 60.
I was going to say, I bet not. One of the things that I see here for you is your long range card. It's there's five cards that talk about you know what's going to happen with you in any given year. Your long range one for this year is actually the Ten of Hearts, and it's about socialness. It's about you know really having that group of like what they call 10 people around you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to look real fast here on this one. All right, there we are. Because that's and it's also with hearts is dealing with like emotional ties, emotional things. It also tells us that success, recognition, and popularity is going to come to you this year. Especially favored are activities dealing with like the public or large groups. You know, maybe like if you're into public speaking or something like that, or if you're not, you know, they've got those organizations like Toastmasters that kind of teach you to speak in front of groups. That recognition is going to play an important role in your life, just depending on other circumstances. Perhaps, you know, you might be in a business where you want more exposure and recognition, or it's an excellent indication that you're going to meet with, you know, success in those areas. It's a good card if you're into, like, performing arts or, you know, somewhere. I mean, even if, like, you're a librarian doing the kiddie story hour with, like, puppets and stuff like that, it can be really cute. But just Ten of Hearts indicates that large groups of people are favorably disposed towards you. And in general, it's just one of the best influences to have for the year. It can overcome a lot of negative influences that might be present.
you might even have your, you know, own little run with fame this year in some way. But your keywords, if I'm surrounded by the love and admiration of people, I have success with groups and public and enjoy much popularity. So that's what kind of your focus for the year is, just in the short shell.
Oh, great. Well, it sounds good.
Okay.
Well, now you know what to take charge of, right?
Yes. Well, thank you so much, ladies. It sounded like a great reading.
All right.
I'm happy.
And call
out there and get them. Let us,
I was going to say, call back and let us know how it goes. You know, let us know what you're doing here and what goes on with you.
Oh, I most definitely will. Thank you so very much.
You bet, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to move right along here. We've got a pretty full queue. So the next one is area code 714. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Did you want to get a birth card reading, give your birthday?
Yeah, sure. It's 12/28/1985.
Oh, my goodness. My birthday is December 28th.
Oh, great.
Reading Linda. Wow.
No wonder. I'm getting no wonder I'm getting a similarity feeling. Wow. Well, I can tell you, even without the people on the other side, you know, you are a person that's very organized. You are able to multitask very successfully. And your gifts are just shooting right out the top there for you. That makes sense?
Wait, what was that last part? Sorry.
Your gifts, your abilities.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can just feel you. You're just, like, moving forward, and you're in touch with everyone and everything. I think it's wonderful. And I was going to ask you, too, have you had any experience also with extraterrestrial-type things?
No, I haven't. Not as of yet.
Because I'm feeling like that's coming for you, that you might start having dreams where you will be on spaceships and things.
Oh, nice. I can't wait. That's actually really exciting.
That is. Well, let's see what she's got for your birth card.
Awesome.
Well, Linda, this is going to sound really similar. So it's like, since he's the same birthday, listen up, because this will kind of apply in yours also. But the Three of Hearts is called Variety in Love. The Three of Hearts is the first card in the Life spread of cards. It represents the departure of man and woman from the Garden of Eden. Temptation was the reason for the departure, and the Threes of Hearts can indicate this temptation on many levels. Since it's the first card in the Life spread, we kind of consider this card as the stepping out place into a world of duality and confusion. The Three of Hearts experience may be like arriving on some alien planet for the first time and having to figure out everything for yourself. So in this regard, Three of Hearts people are eternally inquisitive, mentally well-equipped to evaluate and analyze the things they observe. Both genders have particular success working with men and the women, of course, this is for you, Linda. Women fare better than most women when working in male-ruled companies and associations. You're really progressive in your work. You usually improve your life or finances through travel or making changes. You're a hard worker and have success whenever you apply yourself. You need a certain amount of change or travel in your vocation or your job to kind of be happy. Three of Hearts have tremendous artistic and creative potential. Expression is one of their strongest soul qualities. Two of the most important lessons in life are overcoming fear of poverty and learning to translate value-based indecision into creativity in their work or business. You're here kind of learning to develop that faith that necessary resources is going to always be there for you when you need them. Much of your own, if you experience financial lack, whether real or imagined, stems from unclarity about what's most important to you in life. In that case, your own natural creativity kind of comes as a burden of indecision. So it's like, you know, there's high sides and low cards to every, or high sides and low sides to every card. So it's like when you're kind of in that positive mode and that creative mode, it's like things flow really well. If you let yourself get down, you kind of wallow, and like you can get into worry and stress and like that hamster on a wheel runner at night, okay? Indecision can be some of the root of very challenging and karmic relationships. You know, if you meet somebody who shares those same qualities or just leaves you kind of in doubt about whether or not you're loved,
But once you've learned the value of foundation and stability, your creativity becomes a really great talent that leads you towards your goals. Once you learn it's as good to, you have to be able to give and receive. It's like, I know we were always taught, you know, it's better to give than receive, but you know what? If we were a total planet full of everybody trying to be just givers and nobody was a receiver, it's kind of like playing ball. It's like, you've got to, you know, you have to have two people to play a ball game, you know, or, you know, at least play catch, you know, so it's out there. It's like, you know, you got to be willing to throw and you got to be willing to catch. So you got to be willing to give and you got to be willing to receive graciously. It's like sometimes that's a hard lesson for some of us to learn. When you do spend, you know, once you learn that it's that, you know, that particular lesson, you spend your later years pursuing metaphysical or religious subjects and have more satisfaction and peace. And it's like, I know this is turning out true for Linda, and it's like, and she's got CD, she's got a couple music CDs that she has out there. and some of the issues concerning three relationships. Of all the threes, all who demand, you know, freedom, explore possibility, the three of hearts can become really sometimes confused, either mentally or emotionally, you know, when you're searching for what and whom you love. And often that can become like uncertainty or dissatisfied, and it's like, where you're kind of at with age 27, it's like, it's really funny because I have a son that was born in 84 and a son that was born in 86, so you're right in the middle of my two. I'm going, all right, not sure what's going on there with the lifestyle, you know, and all that stuff, but it's like, you've got some stuff coming up, and it's like, let's see, I was going to take a real quick look at your planetary ruler, which is that. Also, you had a second three. You had a three of diamonds as your planetary ruler, and it gives you, again, a lot of creative ability, which you've expressed it can bring great success. But, again, uncertainty about your line of work or about what's most important to you in life may also cause a great deal of worry or stress from time to time. In particular, you might worry about money a lot, even when you're doing well financially. So, again, that creative expression is just a healing balm for you. It's like, you know, whether, you know, and I've said to people, you know, I've seen people be creative as bricklayers. You know, it's like you can have creativity in any profession that you're in. It doesn't matter what it is. You tend to kind of be drawn toward the study of mysteries, metaphysics, other spiritual subjects, and it's like you've just got this natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can penetrate the deepest subjects. Personally, you're probably going to have, you know, challenges in the relationship area, but that's just, again, it's connected with your fluctuating values and abundant possibilities. So it's kind of like it's hard. I'll say it's hard for someone sometimes to partner with you. It's like, you know, if you change your mind, they go, where are we at today, honey? You know, type of thing.
Right.
So it's like, it's that, you know, it's kind of that indecision kind of on your part because sometimes you're not sure. It's like, you know, you're kind of like a juggler, you know, juggling five or six balls and going, I'm
right.
Not sure. I'm going, you know, red, green, yellow, blue, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, and just kind of going around the kaleidoscope. And sometimes you're not sure. And it's like, and it's really hard, you know, sometimes for partners to go, honey, are we on today? You know, so the biggest thing is just, you know, getting solidified with, you know, with who you are, what you are, and, you know, and making sure that, you know, you're happy with what you're doing. Because, and then, there was a book title that just popped in. It said, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. So it's like, you know, don't worry about your money because when you worry and stress about it, it creates lack. If you just kind of go forward with faith and you go, thank you, God. I mean, and I've seen people do this and quite successfully. When you're sitting there, you know, if you write out checks or, you know, when you're paying your bills, you go, thank you, God. I have plenty of money to pay my bills. Thank you. And it's like, so you kind of do that while you're paying your bills instead of going, oh, my goodness, how am I going to make this? It's like, go, no, thank you for the abundance that you've given me to pay these. So it really creates a different mindset. So anyway, that's what I got for today.
Awesome.
Hey,
that was really insightful.
And what I will just add to that, you know, since you and I are sort of in that dabbling and stuff and not sure where to go, what you do is just dabble. Try different little things and see which one seems to be taking more of your attention, your time, and what you seem to be excelling at. Then the other things will kind of just drop off if you want to focus on just one thing. Otherwise,
okay.
You do gain the ability to balance different things. So, you know, we just kind of go with the flow. I mean, life takes us different roads, and sometimes we'll be doing one thing, you know, predominantly for a while, and sometimes we'll be doing another, and that's okay. You know, everything skills learned, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. And thank you so much. That was a great way to start my day.
Great.
I'm gonna put one other thing in there. It's like for this year, let's see. Okay, you're coming up. Oh, you're not 27 yet. It's like you're on the 26th. And what you're doing with this year? This year, your long range card was a seven of clubs, And this year is the Seven of Clubs talks about faith, and it's like all the sevens are about faith, you know, having faith in things, and you know the faith cards, not the face cards, but the faith cards. And with that Seven of Clubs in that space there, you're going to be adopting some new and powerful ways of thinking that change your life for the better and help you overcome negative aspects of thinking that are keeping you back. And it's likely you're going to be sharing those new models, you know, for thinking with others, and that kind of realization that your own thought patterns are largely responsible for either success or failure in your life is kind of prompting you to consciously adopt new patterns of thought and belief. You might be reading new books or taking workshops that, you know, kind of reveals you the science of positive affirmations. And as you practice those affirmations, you kind of want to share them with others. And much internal success can be had by doing just that. You know, when you practice positive thinking, sharing those with others, it's likely you're going to arrive at a new plateau and place of consciousness for yourself and have many, what they call mini, M-I-N-I, short, you know, small enlightenment periods as you go through this year. And it's called this card is spiritual knowledge. So any study of philosophies and ideas related to higher mind or spiritual ways of thinking is going to bring you nothing but good this year. So your keywords for it is, I'm influenced by higher knowledge. I'm learning to transform negative thinking into enlightenment and enlightened mind power. And if you have not yet seen that DVD called The Secret or read the book by Rhonda Byrne, do that because it gives a lot of really good examples.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I've actually been really delving in deep into different philosophies and reading a lot of spiritual books. So it goes along with everything that I'm doing right now.
Excellent. All righty. Well, you're on your path. It's like you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Thank you.
So it's going good.
And thank you. And let us know how you go and what you decide you want to do, at least for this part of your journey. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Well,
take care.
Thanks for calling in. Call back and let us know how it goes.
All righty. Well, we're going to head right into the next one. We got a pretty full queue today. Okay, area code 773. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm just calling to see what Spirit has to say to me and see if I have any changes coming up because I'm trying to make them.
Oh, you're doing a really good job. Did you want a birth card reading, too?
A what? Yeah, I'd love one.
Okay, what's your birth date?
December 4th, 1963.
That's another December one. All righty, December 4th of 63. Okay, I'll take some looks at that.
Thank you.
And I'm seeing that some of these changes are financial related. You're the type of person I'm getting that's very charitable. Even
yes.
If you're down on, you've got like $2 in the bank and you hear someone else needs that $2, you'll go to the bank and get it out and give it to them.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yes.
So some of the changes that you need to make are really to kind of put yourself first sometimes. Because being over-charitable can get you into trouble is what they're telling me.
Okay.
So make sure you've got a good, solid savings plan set aside where you can put money for you and still have money to give to people, you know, kind of divided up. Money for me, money for you, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because you really need to be good to yourself. You know, I see that there are things that you would like to have that you just can't really afford right now.
Uh-huh.
And that's because you're being so sweet to everyone else.
Okay.
Kelly, you got her birth cards ready?
I do. She's an Ace of Diamonds with a planetary ruler of Three of Spades. And this is a card that's called the Desire for Love and Money. And the inherent passion in this card can be expressed in a variety of ways, but it always seems difficult for them to have both money or career, you know, or love at the same time. And it's perhaps because their nature is just, you know, you tend to focus all themselves in one particular direction, kind of to the exclusion of all other things. In any case, that theme is really prominent, you know, with both genders. You can be a little bit impatient, you know. I'm thinking this would kind of be the downside of the card. The downside is kind of impatient, selfish, and mercenary. Or on the flip side, it sounds like what you are is the greatest giver. You're giving people the shirt off your back, okay? You're the Jupiter-Neptune card in the life spread, and Jupiter tends to expand the Neptunian ideas. It's kind of that dream state, you know, and idealism stuff. That characterability to great extremes at times. You're really kind-hearted on one level, and you're just going to go out of your way to help those less fortunate. You're kind to animals. You know, you hate to see other people suffer, you know, or any being suffer. The strong Neptune influence can make you aspire to high ideals, and make many, many great contributions to worthy causes. A lot of people, you know, fancy themselves kind of like as saviors of one kind or another, you know, like saving your friends, your family, business associates, you know, lovers, married partners. But Neptune can also bring illusions that lead us on a path of sometimes deception or misplaced deeds, okay? It just kind of depends on that individual ability to discriminate. For example, one of the famous ones that we kind of in our generation knew about, Paul Newman, was an Ace of Diamonds, and he's done a lot for charities. And then on the very flip side, Adolf Hitler was also an infamous Ace of Diamonds. So it's like there's the good side and the bad side, okay? But, you know, even Hitler, he thought he was doing a good thing for the world, and he found a way to feel good about, you know, how he slaughtered millions of people. So it's like, eh. But those two represent kind of the extreme opposites of that Neptune idealism. We find a great diversity in just, you know, how that dreamy and optimistic nature is kind of always expressed. You're really creative. You're really capable of working two jobs at once. You meet new people every day. And much of your good fortune comes from those meetings, just, you know, random meetings, you know, from bumping into people. You're ambitious, and you've got some really artistic ability. Your work usually involves travel, you know, or you would like it to if it doesn't, which you really love. Your life is kind of sometimes a series of phone calls and communications of all sorts, and sometimes a flurry of activity. Whatever, you know, regardless of what you do, you know, you just kind of know you're here to help the world, make it a better place, you know, there's that song, and just make an important contribution in the process. You are inclined, you know, you've got some really good intuition ability, and you're naturally attracted to kind of this metaphysical side of life. If money or power does not take top priority in your values, you can have lives of great satisfaction and accomplishment. So, you know, you've got a lot of really positive stuff going there. It's like, it's really, you know, it's good. And it's like, I can also say I know an Ace of Diamonds because my oldest son is an Ace of Diamonds. And it's like,
oh, great.
Yeah. And it's like, good people. You guys are good folks.
Well,
any questions?
That sounds really good.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in today.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
How it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to give another shout-out to our mentor, Psychic Jethro Smith. You can reach him for classes, readings, and, of course, the special Organo Gold. Excuse me. He's at www.jethrosmith.net, and he can be reached at telephone 928-284-0437. And we're going to head on now to the next caller who's been patiently waiting almost a half an hour. Area code 727. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Kelly and Linda. Area code 727, are you there? Okay, well.
Show them they're open. It's like, go ahead and leave them in the queue. Just put them back on mute. They might, you know,
yeah,
sometimes people mute
exactly.
Their phones, and it's like, I know my cousin has done that. It's like, she says, I was trying to talk, and it's like, I found my phone was muted. I did it to myself. It's like, we'll come back and try them again.
Yeah, we'll come back to you. Well, in the meantime, we're going to go on to area code 631. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi. My name is Suzanne, and I just wanted to know, I have a job as a bus matron. I just got hired, and it's going to be for September beginning, but I'm going on an interview for a teacher aid job next Wednesday, and I might be going for another one in a different district in the beginning of September. What do you see jobs working out?
Okay, Suzanne, I have talked to you before. Did you also want a birth card reading from Kelly?
Yeah, let me see what the cards have to say. It's like they deal with the probability, so it's like, let's have a look-see. So I just need your... month, day, and year?
10-5-60.
10-5-60. All right, let me look that up real quick.
Okay, Suzanne, I'm not sure which one it was, but I was getting before that you were looking at teaching 5th and 6th graders, that area.
Well, the one I'm going for the interview for on Wednesday is for a high school student.
For high school. And the other one is more for the younger grades?
I don't know. I didn't get the interview yet.
I would go ahead and go, you know, to the interview for high school. I would see how that goes, see what that feels like.
Yeah, I guess I would get hired right away because school starts the next week.
Right.
Yeah,
right. I would go with the sure thing.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's your birth card say?
Where she's at right now, in her long range, she's got this two of diamonds. It's financial stuff. She's got a two of diamonds in her long range, and I'm just figuring out whether she's in, I think she's either in her Uranus period or her Neptune period. Either or, Uranus cards are that, again, that eight of diamonds and an eight of hearts, and in Neptune, she's got an eight of hearts. So it's like it's talking about dealing with groups, you know, with groups and finances both. So it's like, you know, because anytime you're going to deal with a group, it's like, you know, you're going to have good finances and that. Let's see. I'm going to take a look at this eight of hearts, first of all, in her Neptune and see how that's panning out. Okay. It's rewards and good friends come through travel during that period. Overall, it should be a period of pleasant, you know, like social experiences and friendships. You might find yourself devoting healing powers or helping others during that time period. Your own health should be good as well. Just be careful you're clearly understood by others now, as Neptune's influence can increase the likelihood of misunderstanding. So when you're in that job interview, you know, really be clear in your mind, you know, about make sure that you understand the questions that they're asking, you know, because I know interviews sometimes they ask different things. So be clear in your thought process, you know, when they're asking you different questions that, you know, if you need to ask them again, say, okay, now I want to make sure that I understand, you know, you're asking this so that you're answering the correct question. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
But just, you know, welcome any group situations, you know, you're likely to shine. You've really got the power now to achieve your dreams, especially where relationships are concerned. And as long as you get clear about exactly what it is you wish to do, you're practically guaranteed to, you know, to achieve that. So it's like if this is, you know, the job, you know, after your heart, it's like if this is what you are really wanting to do, more than likely that's going to come about. You've also got, I'm going to look at these other two, and you're in the Uranus time period. It's success in spiritual study and working with groups, again, was highlighted. That power and charm you're experiencing can be applied to work or humanitarian endeavors with great success, and you find you're successful wherever you direct this power during that time frame. Those spiritually related activities are highlighted by the influence of Uranus. It's a card of cooperation among friends and coworkers. Because of the power of that card, it's almost, again, a guarantee that, you know, it's going to be a very successful, prosperous period. So even if that other one, you know, was not so good or was challenging, which it's not, it's like the other one is actually that eight of diamonds, which is those are just the power cards. And with that one, it was talking about real estate sales could bring in money. It could also represent money made through employees using gifts of intuition or money made for helping others in a humanitarian effort. And I really and truly, I see teaching as humanitarianism because, man, teachers are so overworked and underpaid. It's like anybody who wants to be a teacher, you're really doing something good. You really are. I consider that humanitarian efforts. In general, though, for this year, you got a lot of financial power with that influence, and it just may be unusual in some way or just happening unexpectedly. You might come, you know, find money coming from work or computers or advanced technologies of some sort. And it's a good time to purchase any new high-tech items on your list. You know, and again, I know for teachers these days, you know, computers are really essential. But because of the power of that card, it's almost that guarantee that you're going to be very successful and prosperous. So even if, you know, so you've got three really, you know, those power cards coming up for you at the end of this year, and it's like this is a marvelous time to be doing this job interview. But like I say, just really make sure, you know, clarify when they're asking you questions. Make sure you're answering what they're asking, okay? So, but
okay,
it looks good.
Okay.
And
yeah,
let us know how it comes out.
I was going to say, I definitely feel like even though you might be interested in younger people, I think you're going to do very well with the high schoolers.
Well, I have a job. I just got hired as a bus matron taking care of special needs children. It doesn't start till September. I got that job, but it's not enough hours. I have to do lunch monitor, too. But the one, if I get at the high school, it doesn't interview till next week, but I could take it before this other job starts. And then there's another one that interview that might come a week after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a matter of using your intuition to feel which one is going to be right for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got choices. The fact that you've got three coming up is like, you know, just use that, you know, be aware of that what's coming out. It's like, you know, you kind of sit down and decide, you know, this is what I want to do. It's like, you know, this is where I want to be. And it's like, you know, this is what's going to make you happiest. So it's like whatever you really go for, I think, is probably really going to be, you know, what you're going to get.
So I might get all three jobs?
You could.
That's entirely possible. Can you juggle three jobs? Is that what you really want to do?
No, they would be three separate ones. Yeah, that would just take
right.
One. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you may very well have that,
may have that choice out there. So it's like, you know, just kind of sit back with them and kind of think about it, you know, like what Lynn was saying, kind of do a little bit of meditation with that, you know, kind of prayer out and just kind of do some, you know, sit and think about it and just kind of go, you know, show me. When you ask your angels and you ask God, you know, to have the angels give you messages and just say, show me which one is going to be for my best, highest, most positive, beneficial good. It's like one of those will give you a green light. It's like I always kind of use like the traffic light thing, you know, green light, yellow light, red light. So if you kind of hold them up and say, which is going to be the best? And it's like, and you'll get a really good sense of that, you will.
All right, thank you so much.
And thank you. Let us know. We're anxious to hear which one you get.
Yeah, it'll be about a week and a half. I'll know.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Have a good one.
I'm going to take a minute now to talk about tomorrow's show. I'll be on with Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh.
All right.
And Mermaid Amy is a Reiki practitioner, hospice worker, writer, and old soul. She is a partner with Awakening Claire, and much of her work surrounds assuring death is a dignified, peaceful, and sacred experience, and that survivors heal and develop meaningful ongoing relations with the departed through focusing and sharpening their own intuition. She lives by the sea in Neptune Beach, Florida, so we'll be definitely looking forward to that one. And we're going to head right on now into the next caller, which is area code 586. You're on Psychic Gone Wild. Area code 586.
So, I mean, he can't help her if she doesn't know.
I'm sorry.
They might have it on mute, or they might have been listening or something like that.
Hmm. Well, okay. I'm going to
put that back on. Yeah, so shall we go back and try? Was it, let's see, which was that? Was it that 714 that we thought might have been on mute before?
Yeah. I think so. But I don't think they got a birth card.
No, 727,
my computer was going crazy when they were on earlier. I'm going to put 714 back on, and maybe you can go ahead and get a birth card reading. Area code 714, you're back on. We want to give you a card reading if you're there. And I guess they're not.
Okay. You know, I do know. A lot of times that happens. Like people call in because they get better reception on their phones than they do on the computer. So and I totally understand that because I have a tendency to do that too.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do then, since we don't have anybody. I had a couple more, but it looks like they dropped off. I'm going to go ahead and explain.
I think Blog Talk still blogging here.
I thought I'd go ahead and put some of my music on if people want to listen to that one. I'm going to play When the Planets Align. And if you want this music, contact me at ContinuumX, CNTNUUMX, at Frontier.com. I have a special going on, 34 songs, 2-CD set, and that's $20 with shipping. So here's When the Planets Align. Are supposed to be playing.
Oh, it is. I can hear it. I can hear it. It's pretty good. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cheat now that, because, you know, I'd never gotten your birthday before, so I am going to take some time and look up for your year and just kind of be nosy and stick my nose in and see kind of what other stuff was happening for you in your year.
Okay. 1956.
56? Okay. Check that one out. Man, I need a calculator. Let's see. I'm gonna just be blunt. It's like how old are you? This is your 50. Let's see, your 54, 5. Your 55 or 56?
56.
56, okay. No, like every one of your songs I hear, it's like I like them. This is really good music. How did you record these? I mean, how did you get this recorded?
This back in the olden days when I had over in Portland, I had a studio up in my upstairs. I had the recording stuff up there, and this keyboard is a MIDI keyboard. So you just put cables into the back. put in what you want to play, you know, record it while you're playing it into the keyboard. And then you plug the cable into the recording machine and then hit play on the keyboard, and it plays everything into two channels. And you, then you can plug something else into the same spot on the tape and get the next two channels. So you get, you know, four channels going there. So it's basically a four-track recording system.
So don't you still have your stuff today, or did it get like?
I still have the keyboard. I just don't have the recording stuff set up anymore. So now if I record anything new, I have to do it by digital camera. And what I do is I set the camera up where it can hear me play it live.
And
record it that way. And I've been using those in my videos, Vorlon God channel, for example. That's where I go to do my videos. I've got actually three or four new songs that are in video only because I can't get them to CD.
Oh, neat. Wow, you're so high-tech. I feel like, I don't know, I just kind of go, man, it's like, how do people learn all this stuff? It's like, I don't know. I'm one of these days, I keep promising myself I'm going to actually take a computer class and learn how to do some of this stuff. Oh, shoot. All right. I'm getting a handle on your environment and displacement. And this is okay. You haven't turned 56 yet. You're still 55, so I'm having to look in your 55th year here, which you've got a King of Hearts as long range. So I'm just trying to figure out where you're at in your planetary days and so on here. I am. My payday's on the 1st, and it's like, when I get money, it's like, I'm sending you a check. I want those. I want these. I want to play these. These are so cool.
Yeah, I've had a variety of different comments on it. I've heard, this is great for surfing the Internet. One that I got that really made my day was, you sound like Mannheim Steamroller all rolled up into one person.
Oh, wow.
It's really weird that I myself can't hear it. I'm just watching it play, so I know it's just about over.
Yeah.
And that's
I was gonna say, I heard it. It's like I like that. It's like, I don't know, I mean, I know sometimes the volume makes a difference, but it's like, I don't know, is any, we should ask the chat room and say, gee, you know, are you guys hearing this? It's like, I know, and I know what happened. Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened with my sound yesterday. It really went kind of like wacky, and it's like, and I went back and I was listening to the episode because I had, well, and I wouldn't have except that somebody called me and said, you know, we started listening to it, and it's like, it was really interesting, and it's like, we got about 15 minutes into it, and the sound went crazy, and I was like going, okay, so I got to hear this. So I started listening, and I was like going, yeah, it did. It did something really, you know, bonkers with stuff. So I told Jethro and said, okay, you know, let's see if Blog Talk can have a moment with their recording stuff, because I don't know why it would have done that. It just really, it got scratching. It was like missing every other word. So I don't know if that's what the sound waves are, you know, doing out there, or, you know, what's going on with that.
Well, I have no idea.
Me neither. 9:15. Okay, you're in your Saturn period right now. All righty, let's see. And then you still got Uranus. And let's see, I'm just kind of going through and looking up the days and times when you start, and it's like, this is one of those things, if you want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, because these things will always be the same for you every year. It's like when the planetary, when the planets transition, it's like the transition dates are always, you know, like the same every year, because it's just a straight count out of the 52 days. And so what your particular one looks like, okay, and let me grab that Neptune there, it's 11:06. Each and every year, Oh, guess what? We got more callers.
Yes, we do.
All right. I'll put yours on hold. I'll come back to that.
Okay, we'll save mine there towards the end. How about that?
Sounds good. It's like, I got your stuff started writing down here, so it's like, yep, I got it. I can go right back to it.
Okay. Area code 253, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, hi. My name's Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. I just kind of tuned in, so I don't know, do I ask a direct question, or do you just take my birthday?
You can
both,
do both,
actually.
Oh, gosh, let's do birthday, because I can't think right now. 10, sorry.
I can't remember your own.
10, 25, 1964.
25 of 64. Okay, and while I'm checking that up, I'm going to have Linda tune in.
Okay.
And did you have a particular
now, what
question?
I'm getting from you is that you actually have a lot of psychic abilities yourself.
I'm just starting to notice them.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's really like, it shocks me every time.
Well, keep going with it because your potential is unlimited.
Wow.
Yeah, the more you use it, the better you get at it. So keep doing that.
Yeah, I have a friend. Go ahead.
I'm seeing that it's actually going to help people in your family once you get them to open up to the whole idea.
Oh.
I think
they all think I'm crazy for believing
oh,
any of this.
Oh, I know they do right now. Right
they
now
actually
they
think
do.
I'm crazy.
Job. Come and join us here.
Yeah, like us. But, yeah, I really see that one by one, and I'm thinking the people that are closest to your age are going to be the first ones you'll be able to relate to, get them to open up and understand, too.
Oh, great. The more believers, the better.
Yeah, because you really are a very family-oriented person.
Yeah. My family's kind of, we're all not speaking to each other right now, so.
But that's really hurting you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you want that to open up. Well, one at a time. Work with your family members one at a time. Like I said, I'd start with the ones that are closest to your age and then go from there. Take them
okay.
aside. Take them out for, you know, go to the park or, you know, go to the mall or something. Just hang out with them. You know, just talk about whatever you think they need to talk about and bring a spiritual positive aspect into it for them so that they can kind of solve their own problems.
Okay.
And they'll be grateful to you for it. They really will.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Kelly, what you got?
She's got a lot of stuff going on. Part of this, I'll bet you went through some really transitionary times. I'm going to say this is because this is your 47th year. What happens in year 44 is when you're 44 is called your pre-birth year, and the year 45 is called your rebirth year. And in this system, what happens is, you know, the day that you show up on this planet, there's a certain card layout for each and every year, you know, that you're here, and they lay them out for like 99 years. I mean, what I look at is, you know, a spreadsheet here that's got like, you know, 99 years worth of card layouts, you know, for each individual card. And it's like the pre-birth and rebirth year, a lot of people recognize in what we call the mundane world as your midlife crisis. And it's like, you know, it's a time when you kind of go through, you know, a lot of changes and stuff if you're getting more aware. Because what really happens is the cards that you came into this, you know, to this planet with, it's like, you know, the day you were born, you had this, you know, certain set of cards. The day you turned 45, they're in the exact same placement again. The only difference is you've had 44 years, you know, or 45 years on this planet to go to learn things and learn lessons. And it's your opportunity to reform the next 40, you know, the next 45 years, because you're going to have those exact same layouts, you know, with some minor variations, but it's like pretty much the same layout. So it's like you kind of take it, you have the option to take it up a notch and take it up an octave. And people sometimes go, man, I don't recognize you anymore. You know, it's like, and you kind of sit there and go, yeah, I know, I'm changing, you know, it's like, but because you do, you change it up. So it's like, I'd be willing to bet that a lot of people in your areas, in your circles go, man, we just kind of don't recognize you. What are you doing? You know, is it kind of been that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me. All righty. And you are. I mean, it's like, you know, and it's really cool because part of this is, you know, your path that you get on. It's like, and when you, I'll say, indulge in spiritual studies, it really does. It makes a big difference in the changes that you go through. This particular year, you have a long-range card of the Ten of Spades, or no, excuse me, Ten of Clubs. There we go. Got to get my glasses on there, right? But some, I mean, what I've seen predominantly here is this. I mean, this is amazing. You have like three kings in your reading for the year. You've got a king of diamonds, a king of hearts, a king of clubs. You've got aces for new things starting. You're like this ace of spades, ace of clubs. Where'd that third ace go? I saw another ace there. Okay. An ace of diamonds right there. You know, so it's like you've got a lot of the royalty cards. You got this queen of heart, which is a marriage card too, and that was kind of in the Mercury at the beginning of the year. So it's like for like the first 52 days last year, like somewhere between the end of where your birthday was through like November, it's like that might have been something that was like, you know, really on your mind, you know, either marriage or if you're already in a relationship, it's like, you know, how are you going to make this better, you know, type of stuff. But let's see, really and truly with this, I really want to look and see what the what your Ten of Clubs is about here for this year, because that, as your long range, brings you measurable success and recognition. It's one of the mind-related fields or endeavors. It could be like either publishing, teaching, other areas where large groups are benefiting from your talent and brilliance. Recognition for your talents and efforts are forthcoming this year and somehow touch on all areas of your life and just kind of take a light of prominence in everything that you're doing. If you don't have a productive and constructive outlet for your mind this year, it could indicate either problems, you know, with stress, difficulty sleeping at night, just because, you know, you've got all these wonderful ideas going on. So it's like, get a journal, write stuff down, you know, use them as your brainstorming ideas. It's like, you know, get those down and out so you don't forget them, because a lot of times we get, you know, on a tangent with things, go, man, I don't want to forget this. So it's like, get a notebook, you know, assign it a place and say, okay, on this date, and you kind of make it, you can make it like journal entries or diary entries, something like that, but, you know, write your ideas down, just, you know, your brainstorming stuff. The key words is it's a year of mental accomplishment and having a lot of ideas, and you share your knowledge with a large number of people. So just whatever it is that's, you know, kind of near and dear to your heart there, you know, is making some impact and some difference in people's lives. And it's going to be one of those where, you know, people are going to come around. It's like, you know, your family might go, you've really gone off the deep end, but you know what? Yes, I'm crazy and I'm having fun. You want to join me? It's like, let's go.
And yeah.
If they're coming into their, you know, midlife crisis, you know, and changes too, it's like, you know, they'll get there and go, oh my goodness. It's like, and thank you for leading the way. You know?
Yeah.
So does that make any sense? Is that
that's great.
Area?
Okay. Yeah, it's wonderful. Everything is right on.
All righty. Well, you know, it's like hit follow and come back and, you know, tell us how things are going, because we're not one of the shows where, I mean, I know that we've had people call in and say, oh, we thought there was a limit, you know, we could only call in like, you know, once or ask one question or something. It's like, heck no. It's like, you know, we have people that call in, you know, or tune in with chat with us and, you know, ask questions in the chat room and, you know, come along every day for a while. It's like, it's just, you know, we're fun, and it's like, we just kind of, if you got questions, here's a good outlet, you know, to ask them. And it's like, unlike your family who is like a little bit reserved, is like, what really are you doing? It's like, we call this our family book here. So it's like, you know, here's a place to ask your questions, get some answers. And, you know, if nothing else, we got some good reading materials and, you know, can refer you, because Linda does, you know, ET and paranormal stuff. And, you know, I do cards, and it's like some of the other psychics, they do, you know, intuitives, they do, you know, what do you call, the numbers, you know, numerology stuff. And so it's just, you know, one of those, amazing, you know, amazing people. It's like, he just, you know, he talks to the angels, you know, type of stuff. And it's like, and several of our psychics do that. It's like, they talk to your angels. We have Pamela on Tuesdays who does that also. So, you know, call back in on different days and you get to play for the Baskin Robbins and come check out the ice cream shop.
do you have a lot of callers right now? I don't have a question for me. I have like a spiritual question.
Sure. Go for it.
You know, when you talk with somebody that's passed over, does it really take them like a lot of energy to communicate with you? Is that why it's always so short, or how does that work?
It's kind of a connection of they're reaching down into lower density and you are reaching up into higher density and you're meeting in the middle. You can think of it in linear space, like you live 2 miles away from somebody and you're going to walk 1 mile to meet them and they're going to walk the other mile to meet you. Well, people that aren't quite up with their abilities yet, that walk is going to tire them.
Oh, the spiritual side.
Right. If they have really recently crossed over, they may not be back in tune with who they are, and it may be harder for them to make that walk, and they may not be able to stay long before they have to rest. But the more you make connections with them, the easier it is. And likewise with people, you know, that are in the physical, too, making the connections. When they're not used to it, it kind of wears them out energy-wise.
Brother passed a year ago, and I spoke with him this morning, and he said, I'm tired, too many questions. And I'm like, why are they tired if they're a spirit?
Apparently he's not making connections to the physical very much yet.
Oh. Okay, well, that's...
It will get
you...
better for him. It will.
Yeah.
He's just got to strengthen the energy muscles and
I think Jethro is going to be on. He would be a really good one to you know, to kind of run that question by. I think he's going to be on. I think it's Saturday, because I know Amy and Linda are covering on Friday, but try in our Saturday show. I believe it's going to be like 6 o'clock Mountain Time, which is, you know, I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but it's like going to be 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 o'clock Pacific Time. But it's like call back in, this, you know, the same number, and
yeah.
He does. His mom just passed over this year, and it's like. And part of it, too, is just depends on how they were, you know, kind of spiritually geared when they were on this side. What the connection is are and what to expect. And, you know, and some of it is our stuff. I mean, I'm still working to, you know, build that bridge to Terabithan, if you will. It's like I'm still kind of working on, you know, and, of course, Linda's saying it's not a bridge. It's like you just open the door and cross it. I'm like going, okay, I haven't quite. Maybe I'm struggling with a stuck door or something. But it's like I have a problem with that, too. It's like I can feel and sense. You know, because I've got a lot of dead people around me, I'll just put it that way, who have been trying to communicate with me for years, and for whatever reason, it's like, I'm the one, I'm falling short, because I'm not being able to, you know, get my energy raised up enough to enough of a vibration that I can tune into them. And Jeffrey has no problem, and other people have no problem tuning in. I'm going, it's me, it's just me, I'm a bad receiver. So I'm working on that. So it's, you know, it's kind of like what Linda was saying, it's that combination of both, and it's like, but, you know, if they were a spiritual person, like my dad passed over this year too, and he had dementia, and he was in a nursing home, so he's still kind of in a state of confusion with where he's at. He's not altogether there on the other side yet, because some of that personality does kind of track over there with him. If that makes any sense.
No, okay. My dad, he was immediately ready. I think he went through 4.5 or 5.5 hours orientation, and then he came back to me, and then he was with me the whole time through his entire estate. You know. Arranging people to show up at the door at the time I would run across something I was supposed to give them.
Cool.
He did not leave a will. So here I had, you know, him directing everything for me, telling me where things went. And, you know, it was just like he was there in the physical going, okay, this goes here, this goes there. And he's been like that ever since.
Cool.
He's not here every day. But he was, like, last night, I was in the chat room on living in the psychic realm, and he showed up with somebody else's father to give them some advice. So he pops up whenever he's needed.
Just kind of a quick question. It's like, how old was your brother when he crossed over?
He was 43.
43, okay, transition age, okay. Okay, and what was, you know, was he kind of a spiritual person, or was he kind of,
no,
you know,
we had a huge fight 6 months before he died because I believed in psychics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
and
I didn't speak to him the
going.
Last 6 months of his life, so it really kind of sucked. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
But.
No wonder he's tired. He's sitting in class.
Yeah,
he did not believe any of this. Nothing.
Wow. Yeah, so it's been a really transition for him going, oh, my goodness, everything she said was right. Holy moly. It just sucks when your older sister's right.
Yeah, the thing of it is we are our true selves when we're over there, but we carry a lot of that stuff that we had here in the physical with us. And that takes a bit of time to let go of. We have to unbrainwash over there, basically.
So, yeah.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then linear time is different, too. We don't have, you know, things moving 1 second at a time over there like we do here. So what may seem like a year to us could maybe be a month.
5 seconds
them.
To them. Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
No time. When you're on the other side and you got forever, it's like... It was like one of those postings on Facebook they had. It's like the first accurate watch, and it had a picture of the watch, and it was digital. It said NOW, now. The time is now. Like, yep, that's what they probably wear on that side. It's now time.
Yeah.
We go by sun time still. Hope that helped. And, you know, like I said, Jethro might be able to pick up because he does more, you know, I'll say more with stuff. I know when my mom died, it's like I was in such distress. She apparently was with me for 3 months, and I was so, you know, wrung out emotionally, I didn't perceive
her.
And I walked in, and he goes, she's right there. It's like, you know, she's been with you, like, almost, like, every day. I was like, oh, okay, it's me. It's my problem. It's not her. It's me. You know? So it can be on both sides.
Well, thank you both. It was very nice to talk with you.
Likewise, and call back in and come, you know, this, this is the place where we discuss that, and we definitely believe in psychics, so it's like, you know, I was going to say, you as a Scorpio, it's like, I never did really get to your birth card. It's like, you're 10 hearts, and it's like, you have two planetary rulers, which is an ace of heart and a three of spades, but just the fact you're a Scorpio, you've got a lot of intuitive ability, which obviously you know, so anyway, we can take that up another time.
Okay, thank you again.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we've actually got somebody in the chat room that wants to ask a question, and
cool.
I'm waiting to see what they're going to say.
All right. Oh, we've got some new ones in there. Okay, I'm going to say my hellos here. I'll say, hi, Melly. Hi, Mai. Hi, Laverne. And we got Lady and Demi Fox. So howdy to everybody, and thank you for stopping by today.
Yeah, this is Lady Canadiana. If I'm saying that correctly,
Canadian. Oh, Canadian. Okay, right. Somebody from Canada. All right. Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see if she's going to type her question
in,
or if she has a specific question, if she wants the birth card reading, and if she could type that in either to the private message she's got up for me or on the main chat here.
Okay.
That'd be appreciated.
Oh, is your private messaging working? It's like every time it's done for me, it's like, and other people have noticed that too, it's like it has this like really weird encrypted code thing. It's like, and it's like, it looks like Egyptian hieroglyphics. I'm going, it's like, is somebody trying to tell us to walk like an Egyptian here or what?
I noticed that too. All you have to do is change the font on that.
Oh, okay.
Because mine used to do that too. It looked like it was all Greek or something.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go. Okay. She's wondering if a man named Cameron will contact her and when. For some reason, that name is familiar to me. I don't know.
I've actually heard that same. That this is like the third time this week I've heard that same name. It's like, but I think it's different people every time. Currently, Cameron is a. Well, I guess with maybe Cameron Diaz or let's see, who is it? There's a male Cameron movie star, which I'm thinking it's maybe was whatever. I can't tell much, but it's like, then again, I just do the card probability. So it's like, you getting anything, Linda?
I'm asking here if she will put her birth date and if she knows his, if she could put that into the chat and then we can get that going and you can, you know, see what you can find out about both of them. So
yeah,
we'll
I can do relationship comparison, sure can.
This Cameron is somebody that is, it's kind of hard to do this when they're not on the phone, but this Cameron seems to be somebody that's in and out, you know, back and forth.
Right.
And yes, I am actually seeing that you will be contacted, but it may be a couple of months from now. I'm feeling like Cameron may be busy with other stuff. So if she would please type her birth date, and also I hope she's listening and not just in the chat room, because I can't type and talk at the same time, just like
I know, that's my problem too. It's like I can do one or the other. Some of our people can multitask, and it's like I am not one of them. I can't it's not that I can't walk and chew gum, but now I can't type and talk at the same time because I either start talking what I'm typing or I type what I'm talking, and it doesn't make any sense. But, yes, we have open lines for those of you who are wondering. Indeed.
Yeah, if she, you know, otherwise, you know, she can call in to 773-897-6461. We still have about 15 minutes left, and we can get you on the air.
Definitely.
And I'm not getting an answer.
And in the meantime, I'm still looking up your stuff, Linda, because I'm busy.
Okay. we have a date for hers. We do. August 18th, 1969.
August 18th.
And his is January 5th, 1968.
Okay, let me take a look here. Oh, shoot. I mean that. Let me get back. I got lost in there. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Say that. Wow. I was trying to read it there. I was like, okay, hers is, I'm sorry. Say that again. Hers is, I heard it August go by.
August 18, 1969.
Was that his or hers?
And then his is January 5, 1968.
January 5 of 68. Okay, so she's August 18th, very Leo, and he is the January 5, very Capricorn. Okay, let's go have a look-see on those. The January 5th is, I knew that was going to be a spades. He's a nine of spades with a four of clubs. This is planetary ruler. And she with that August is, she's, oh, wow. Huh, gotta get that one right. Yeah, okay. August 18th. Wow, she is the same birth card as Jethro, which is eight of clubs. It's like, oh, and she's eight of clubs doubled. Oh, my goodness. It's like, this is a very psychic person herself. It's like, she has the ability to be, if she's not in denial, that lovely river in Egypt, it's like, she has got some really amazing psychic abilities herself. She would be like two of Jethro, okay? She'd be like Jethro doubled, all right? Only if she wants to pick that up and run with that, though. Okay, I'm going to take a look at, do the comparison moment here. And let's see. I'm going to take a look from his to hers, because it's like she probably has a good idea about what it looks like from her, you know, from her view. So I'm going to look and see what the connections are looking from his view. Okay. The first connection they share looking at it from his way is a Pluto in the Ford, okay, and the second, and Pluto is sometimes a lot of great lessons. It's like people you draw in to really learn lessons and learn things. Their second connection is a Venus one, which is that, you know, love and that good fuzzy feeling moment stuff. Then there's a Jupiter one in the third frame, which brings a lot of really positive. It's like a lot of times if it's, monetary gain or, you know, just beneficial things, it just brings a really good, if they work together in partnership, it's like good things happen. I'll just put it that way. Their fourth connection is a Uranus connection, which is about freedom. The partners like freedom a little bit there. And then that fifth one is Pluto in the spiritual. Oh, that Venus was, or the Jupiter was in the spiritual too. So they've got at least two in the Pluto in the, let's see, is that four? Yeah, from the forward spiritual. Okay. And the way this looks is like the general overall look is like there's a lot of attraction. There's a lot of attraction between them. There's the attraction is a level six. And I'll just kind of explain the grades on this. It's like it goes from a positive 10 all the way down to a negative 10. So it's like in the attraction, intensity, and compatibility is three areas that we look at. So the attraction there is, okay, let me get on the right line. Okay, there we go. Attraction is a 5. I'll take it back. Attraction to each other is a 5. The intensity is a 2, which that's a fairly low intensity. It's pretty balanced, pretty neutral. In other words, there's not a lot of conflicts. Their overall compatibility, interestingly enough, is a 1, but it's like basically anything that's above the 0 level means you're into the positive numbers. So it's like this kind of, you know, with attraction and with compatibility where it's at, with, you know, not a lot of friction going on, it's like this, you know, relationship has a really good possibility of, you know, from the way he sees it, you know, going places. I am going to turn around and look at hers, because a lot of times we get just a little bit different look. You'll get stuff that comes out in a different mannerism here. Okay, and I'm going to look at he's. Okay, how does she see it? Okay, they still have, from her view, they still have the Pluto. They've got a Uranus. They've got a Pluto in the spiritual. They got the Jupiter. And then they've got the Venus, Jupiter mutual. Okay. And then Venus is her fifth connection. So she does see it a little bit more, I'll say kind of unsure, because Pluto is, you know, it's one of the outer planets, which interestingly enough right now, actually Pluto, oh wow, I didn't even think about that. Right now Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune are all planets that are in retrograde. They're in reverse motion. And we do have a lot of, not negative things happening, but we just have a lot of things where it's kind of slow, and it's kind of, you know, things are kind of slow and sluggish. And it really came to a head when that Mercury went into retrograde, and it's like we had four planets in retrograde in our system all at once, and it really was, it was dragging people. It's like dragging, you know, everything else that we could see. But at least Mercury came out, but it's like all the stuff still did not go into forward motion yet. So I would give a little bit of time. There's Pluto is supposed to be in retrograde until, I believe it's about September 18th, so it's like we'll have something kind of going forward, you know, going out at that point in time. And it'll make a difference, you know. It's like there'll be, then we'll still have a couple of those other ones there. But I would say, you know, kind of exactly what you said, Linda, is just like, you know, maybe not immediately, but maybe, you know, in a little while, in like a month or two, something like that.
You know, why don't these planets figure out to use the turnout lane so that the others can get by?
You know, it's not exactly that. I've read several things on the retrograde motion stuff, and it's not even that. It's kind of something. It's like where it's where they appear to be going backwards. It's something to do with rotation and with their orbit. It's like where it kind of off tracks or off kilters. I don't know if it's got something to do with the gravitational fields. It's like I haven't figured that out. It's like I'm going to have to do some serious study on it and kind of go, okay, the who, what, when, where, you know, the scientific of how it is. And it's like not just the astrology of how it is, but it's you know. And if anybody in chat room, you know, has any input on those retrogrades, or you know, if any of you guys in there have like read stuff, or you know, have a little more information than I do right now on the retrograde motions, it's like let us know, you know, share that, because it's fascinating. And it's like I know it really impacts us. It's like there was one morning, I don't know, it was like last week, where I woke up and it was just, Jethro called, you know, for our morning business meeting, and I just said, man, I don't know what it is. I said, I feel like I'm just in a molasses swamp of some kind, you know. And he says, yeah, it's been really weird energy. I was like, no. I said, it just feels like the outer planets are, you know, something's weird with the outer planets. It's like, and then later that day, it's like I got into, my cheater book is a Llewellyn's Moon book, and it's like it tells you, it predicts all the planets when they're in retrograde, you know, for the whole year and stuff. And I looked at that and I went, well, no wonder I was right. There's three of the outer planets in retrograde right now. No wonder we're feeling like, you know, the molasses swamp and waiting to on our hip waders. It's like, holy moly.
Well, don't they realize they need to get in the right lane so that the other ones can pass on the left?
Something like that. And I kind of wonder if that isn't what, you know, some of our rotational wobble and some of the stuff that's going on, you know, with planet Earth right now, you know, where our planet is not, our magnetic field is lessening, and it's like the, you know, the rotational wobble, it's like, you know, we're not spinning exactly on track, you know, where we should be type of thing. So I know a lot of the geological people have said, yeah, we're overdue for, you know, for a planetary shift or for a polar shift. So I'm like going, well, that ought to be entertaining. It's like, this is the first time, you know, in history we've had so many human beings on the planet, and it's like, if it does one of those polar shifts, like what they're saying, it's like, it could not be so good for, you know, for animal and human life. It's like the plants and the fish, they do okay, but, you know, people who live above ground, what they tell you is get in a bunker, you know, get something that can withstand like those 300-mile-an-hour winds. It's like, you know, go into your basement, you know, something. But it's like, although the scientists have also said they're not sure how long it lasts. They think the last time they're speculating that polar shifts only actually last like about 3 hours, you know, where those high wind conditions are just for a short period of time, but then it takes about a week for the planet to kind of like, you know, rotate around and figure out, you know, which axis it's going to spin on type of stuff. So I don't know.
I personally feel it's not going to be drastic like that. I mean, for quite a while now, we've been slowly rotating 3 to 4 degrees off axis every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe it's happening now, and it's happening at a slower rate. And I was also asking about the 3 days of darkness that we're supposed to have, and it's not a physical
darkness. That's biblical. That's really biblical. Wow, you've been reading Revelation.
It's not a physical darkness. A lot of us are training right now with all the oppression we're going through, all of the negativity that's being thrown at us. It'll be a place where we kind of go inside of ourselves and set everything else off and allow ourselves to raise up even higher.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense, too. It's like, yeah.
But anyway, we got 5 minutes left. We have no callers. Do we have anybody else in the chat room that might have a question? And let me see. I didn't get an answer on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna keep being nosy then, Linda, on your stuff, and I'm gonna see what kind of stuff you have coming up.
Well,
you know, what's fascinating to me is just the fact that it's like, you know, when you meet somebody who's, you know, what I call the time twins. It's like, what was funny yesterday, Margaret Trudeau from New York. It's like she's, this is one of those things. Be careful what you pray for, because, you know, you get what you ask. And it's like, it was a couple weeks ago. I was having one of those frustrating days where I was just going, you know what, can't you guys just bring somebody, you know, into my life who's kind of like a kindred spirit, who's like, you know, kind of like I am. And it's so hilarious because that was the day she called. She called into the show. You know, we started talking and stuff. She's exactly the way I am. She's a five of spades. Just, you know, the month after. But it's like we started comparing, you know, kind of comparing life stories and stuff. And she's got a couple of years on me, you know, but it's like she's just, oh, yeah, this happened to me when I was 24. And I look back and went, yeah, that's what happens in the five of spades at age 24. It's like, and this is what happens at age 25. So it's really hilarious. It's like just how things really seriously track along, you know, at given times and spaces and places. You know, it's like everybody kind of has, you know, it's like you agree to have that soul development, or, you know, I don't know what else to call it. It's like you kind of have those, you know, same people with the same birth cards have similar experiences in similar years of life. Okay, does that make sense?
Right, pattern.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm looking at yours here and going, all right, I'm looking at your patterns for the year. It's like in your Mercury, you had a King of Clubs and a Two of Diamonds, and that was what started. Oh, this is what I said. Get the pen and paper for. I was going to give you your planetary transition times. Every year for you, your Mercury time period goes from December 28th to February 19th. And then on February 19th, the second planetary period is your Venus time period, and it goes from February 19th to March, or no, excuse me, not March, 4, that's 4, April, from February 19th to April 12th. Your third planetary time frame is Mars. Your Mars starts on that April 12th, and it goes through June 3rd. Your fourth planetary transition time is Jupiter, and Jupiter goes from June 3rd to 7/25, July 25th. Starting July 25th, you have Saturn that goes from July 25th to, 9/15 is September 15th. On September 15th, your Uranus period starts, and it goes from September 15th to 11/6, to November 6th. And then Neptune comes in and goes from November 6th to whenever your birthday is again at December 28th. So that's each year how your 52 days, you know, and it will be that particular phase of it will be the exact same every year. The planetary time shifts and time periods for you are those days every year. And that's pretty much the way it is, you know, with each individual day. It's like they've got, you know, those planetary rulers. Once you find out when your planetary rulers are, you know, for those 52 days, it makes it much simpler, because then you have a chart, you know, you can kind of go through and say, okay, well, what are my cards in, you know, in these time periods? Okay, so for example here, you've got in Mercury, you had the King of Clubs and King of Clubs and Two of Diamonds. Okay, there we go. For your Venus time period, you had the Ace of Spades and the Ten of Spades. Ace of Spades is typically what we think of as the death card, but it can also be transformation, because it's the card that represents this card system. In your Mars period, you had a Seven of Hearts and the Four of Diamonds. I'm just going to kind of write these out here as I go. I'm trying to write and talk at the same time. And then your Jupiter time period, you had the Ten of Clubs and the Six of Diamonds. Now, where you're at right now, you're in your, because Jupiter is known as your you know, the blessings, you know, your year's blessings, whatever it is. It's what's happening, and then flips right around and goes into Saturn, and Saturn is your greatest lessons and challenges of the year. So you go from your greatest blessings to your greatest challenges. It's kind of like they gear you up to go, okay, you're having a good time, and guess what? Now you're going to have some challenges here. So where you're at with that one is you've got a Jack of Clubs and a King of Hearts in your Saturn. King of Hearts is it's kind of like the, you know, you get a grip on your emotions, I guess. It's like you are doing mastery of emotions at this time is one of them. And that Jack of Clubs is also, they're both the Royal Court cards. Trying to think if that's the one that's, there's some of these that's spiritual initiation, and it's also studying things, studying new things. New things are going to be coming in. Let's see, Uranus time period is, that Eight of Clubs, psychicness there. and Six of Hearts. So there's going to be some fated and karmic stuff happen, and then Neptune continues that in, and you've got the Six of Hearts and Neptune for that. So,
wow.
Anyway, yeah. We'll go back. You know, I'm going to keep this. It's like if we have some slow spots on tomorrow night, I'm going to keep going with that, and we'll kind of pick and poke through your ear and see what things happen.
Absolutely, it sounds interesting. Well, anyway, I will be back on Living in the Psychic Realm in just about a half an hour, and
oh, wow.
So catch me and Sandra, and special is Brad Bray from Paranormal Sunday. Catch up with me and Amy Kavanaugh, our mermaid, will be on tomorrow's Psychics Gone Wild. So we will talk at you later, and have a good day.
All righty. And join us again. Same bat time, same bat station, 773-897-6461, or over at Living in the Realm on 714-333-3354.